Hello, welcome to another edition of The Debate from Press TV headquarters in Tehran. I'm your host, Behrouz Najaf. It's great to have you with us. Tension is still in the air over the alleged murder of Washington Post Saudi columnist Jamal Khashoggi, who disappeared after entering the Saudi consulate in Turkey on the 2nd of October. A number of Western firms are pulling out of a high-profile investment summit due in Riyadh later this month. U.S. President Trump saying that his country will inflict severe punishment if Saudis are proven to be responsible for the death. Now, Riyadh has threatened to respond to any punitive measure with a bigger one. U.S. President Donald Trump says that he'd be very upset if the Saudis proved to be guilty, yet when asked about U.S. arms sales to Riyadh, he declined to say that he will stop selling weapons to Saudi Arabia, who's using them to kill innocent civilians in the poor Arab country. On Saturday, two buses carrying Yemeni IDPs in the port city of Hodeidah were targeted by Saudi airstrikes, and some 20 civilians lost their lives. Is Washington really serious in punishing Saudi Arabia, even if Riyadh is found guilty of the murder? Well, to begin discussing the issue, let's watch a report together.
Saudi Arabia ignores international pressure as the chorus of calls for the kingdom to come clean about the disappearance of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi grows louder. As it struggles to deal with the fallout from the Khashoggi case, the Saudis are defiantly pushing ahead with their unpopular war on Yemen. On Saturday, Saudi Arabia bombed Yemen's Hodeidah province, killing around 24 internally displaced people. Saudi jets bombed two buses carrying those killed and others. Saudi Arabia and its allies have been repeatedly accused of committing war crimes in Yemen, yet they've been spared of genuine pressure over the matter thanks to help from the US and the UK, the main arms suppliers for Riyadh. The latest air attack on civilian vehicles in Yemen once again calls into question Saudi Arabia's claims that it exclusively bombs military targets. This fosters a speculation that the Saudis bomb civilians deliberately, as both Riyadh and its Western allies claim the weapons, including missiles, are super accurate. In the political arena, the Saudis are also defying diplomatic and economic threats over Khashoggi. Saudi Arabia's state news agency has quoted an unnamed Saudi official of saying that Riyadh will respond to any punitive actions over Khashoggi's disappearance with a bigger one. Immediately after it came to light that the Saudis were responsible for whatever had happened to the journalist, Riyadh went on the defensive until U.S. President Donald Trump spoke out about Khashoggi. He hinted that Washington would not stop its arms sales to the kingdom, although he is pessimistic about the fate of the missing Saudi journalist.
In order to really make something concrete out of this, I believe we need to go further, and we need to definitely, the United States should, as Senator Rand Paul, who is also, of course, of the Republican Party, has very correctly stated, the United States can only really talk about legitimate action once they decide to stop any and all military cooperation and weapons sales with Saudi Arabia.
The UK, Germany and France, that are all arms suppliers for the Saudis, have called for a credible investigation into Khashoggi's disappearance. Britain's shadow foreign minister also said opposition Labour Party would stop weapons sales to Saudi Arabia if it was in government.
Frankly, we need to be able to stand up to the Crown Prince, and we need to make it perfectly clear. Instead of inviting him over and rolling out the red carpet and fawning all over him, we would be making it clear that we disagreed.
If Saudi Arabia doesn't come clean and let us...
Saudi Arabia's Western partners are on the surface of stepping up pressure on the kingdom. But will they keep up the pressure? Rights organizations say Riyadh must be called to account over Khashoggi, who is only the latest victim in a long line of people probably liquidated by Saudi Arabia. But many observers believe that at the end of the day, Western governments will sacrifice human rights and justice to profit and will stop short of making good on their threats against the Saudis.
That hurts our factories, that hurts all of our...
Okay, now with that report, let's now put the issue into debate and let's discuss it. Joining me now will be Lee Kaplan, who is an investigative journalist and commentator from Berkeley, And also Saeed Mohsen Abbas, a journalist and political commentator, who is joining us from London. Okay, let me start with Lee Kaplan. Well, when asked if he would cut selling arms to the Saudis if they are responsible for the death of the dissident journalist, Donald Trump said that he didn't want to do so, as the U.S. would be punishing itself by doing that. Instead, he said that there were other ways of punishing the country. Does he really mean what he's saying, and in what ways would he punish his great warmongering Arab customer?
Oh, I think he means it. You know, to do sanctions, he doesn't have to sanction the entire country of Saudi Arabia. He can sanction individuals and leaders in the country.
And would he do it?
Sorry, say again?
I was just asking you if he would really do that, because people in Senate and others are asking for him to do it. I wonder if he will really do that.
Oh, I think he would, but you know, bear in mind too, it isn't just up to him. The Senate also wants to do sanctions for this. You know, it's important, and even Iran can understand this, it's important to protect the freedom of the press. And we can discuss the arms deal and how that applies to this, but at the same time, the United States is a responsible country, and they want to see that justice is done in this situation.
Okay, let's go to London. Let me put the same question to Saeed Mohsen Abbas. Mohsen Abbas, do you believe that Trump is serious when he says that he will punish, that he will be very angry if it is proved that the Saudis are behind that alleged death, and that he would really take some punitive measures in some other ways, but not stopping the arms sales?
So it's very interesting that the US is saber-rattling, the UK government, the Germans, the French, the World Bank itself, even Richard Branson and a few other major corporates who are all talking about walking out of bin Salman's Davos in the desert investment conference soon. And of course, with all the other kind of associations the West has with Saudi violence in the Middle East, it's very interesting that actually the Khashoggi case, one individual, one journalist, one person in the press, has got this level of interest and this level of mobilization, such that the World Bank to the US are all rattling their sabers at Saudi Arabia. Yet we've had a 4-year war in Yemen. We've had terrorism sponsored and rolled out across Syria and the Middle East by Saudi Arabia. We've had all sorts of other heinous crimes against over 10,000 to 15,000 political prisoners of conscience lying in the jails of Saudi Arabia on trumped up charges. And not a word is spoken by all these people. No big threats, no big fanfare, no calling to task of the Saudi actions. I smell a fish. I don't really buy this whole business of building up the case around Khashoggi. There's something much deeper going on. And let me hint at a few things, and then I'll come to your question about Donald Trump. But it's important to get a contextual reality check in place first. The Middle East is a very complicated place, and the alliances ultimately are riddled with double-crossing, secret services, underground moves, long-term psychological operations. It's not quite as simple as it looks. Israel has an involvement, has an interest in much of what's going on in Saudi Arabia, and actually Khashoggi, for a start, was actually very critical of the Saudi shift towards Israel, the open, overt shift of Saudi Arabia under bin Salman towards Israel, and away from their traditional support of the likes of the Muslim Brotherhood or their alliances with Qatar and even Turkey. So there's an interesting situation to look at there. What's going on? It's not quite as straightforward as this business of the West suddenly all turning on Saudi Arabia because they've done something heinous with Khashoggi. Now, there's also one other important thing. Donald Trump only a week or so ago, made the most outrageous statement publicly. You wouldn't do it in normal political circumstances. He put down bin Salman as being the head of a nation that couldn't survive for 2 weeks without US support. He's probably right. But to say that in public of somebody who's one of your key allies in the area was very interesting. Is there something that the US and the West want from Saudi Arabia, which they're not quite getting yet? And is Khashoggi perhaps just another part of that that process of trying to maybe blackmail or push the Saudi Arabians into doing something that even further in the Middle East, which is actually in the interests of the US? Who knows? But I certainly don't think this is a surface issue of just one journalist who's being picked on as a case for human rights.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Lee Kaplan, Mohsen Abbas also talked about Yemen, and you know, more than 15,000 people in Yemen have lost their lives, and Saudi Arabia and the coalition it's leading, together with UAE and others, they are using U.S.-made weapons in that war. Then you said that you are sure that President Trump is serious in punishing the Saudis if the Khashoggi case is proved. How serious could he be given these circumstances?
You're a little hard to hear, but I'll address the question. You know, Iran is equally culpable in Yemen with what's going on. It isn't just the Saudis. That's number one.
Who is selling the Saudis weapons?
You know, this is more complicated than you realize. You know, we talk about when Trump talks about the weapons and how this will hurt the United States, the weapons deal with Saudi Arabia is supposed to take place over a period of 10 years. And in the meantime, that's a long time that the United States can put sanctions on individuals in Saudi Arabia and try to do something about the government. But again, coming back to it, it isn't just Saudi Arabia here, it's also Iran. But we still need to protect freedom of the press. And right now, Congress wants to put sanctions on the Saudis or individuals in the Saudi government, you know, Prince Salman, for example, in order to try to stop this.
Well, so far nothing serious. They're just talking about it. We'll have to wait and see. Now, there is another question, Mr. Kaplan. Trump is saying that we want to get to the bottom of the case, the Khashoggi, the Saudi journalist case. Why hasn't he started a probe into that case? He even hasn't asked for one, you know? And Turkish foreign minister is saying that Riyadh has not cooperated with the investigation, despite a statement by the Saudi interior minister who has just said that his nation wants to uncover the whole truth. How can the truth be uncovered when the Saudis are not cooperating and President Trump, who you say is serious in punishing Saudis, he hasn't asked for a probe?
Well, first off, you're not portraying it accurately. The United States intelligence agencies are looking into this to see what went on there too. And, you know, I figured this would happen on the show, is you're going to try and pin all the blame, you know, on the war in Yemen and the United States duplicity or something like that. But it's just not true. And, you know, we're talking about an investigation needs to be done. Erdogan in Turkey also wants to find out what happened there. You know, you can't expect an immediate gratification for what Iran wants, when Iran, you know, may have some involvement too. We don't know. My opponent there tried to draw Israel into this too. You know, always got
to
take a swipe at the Jews,
Iran in there.
I see.
Okay.
But the fact is, I'm not dragging them. I'm not dragging them into it. But based on what you were talking about with Yemen, and also as never fails on Press TV. My opponent tries to bring the Jews into it too in Israel. Look, the fact is the United States has already condemned what happened to Khashoggi, or what's anticipated to have happened to Khashoggi, and there will be an investigation and there will be a reckoning.
Yeah, but the
members
but
of
the U.S. is not
the
asking
Senate
for it. The U.S. has just given it lip service
too. It's not all up just President Trump.
Yeah, okay. And now let me go to Said Mohsen
Abbas.
Well,
you're saying it's lip service, but I'm
well,
saying
so
to you,
far nothing has happened.
The fact that you don't get immediate gratification for
doesn't
mean it's not being taken care of.
Okay, we'll wait and see. Now, Said Mohsen Abbas in London. Saudi Arabia has rejected any economic sanctions or political pressure over this Khashoggi case. It has even gone further and threatened with retaliation. Now, why should the Saudis feel they have impunity and avoid coming clean on the issue as demanded by a number of countries and even U.S. allies like three European countries?
Of course, the Saudi behavior is very suspicious around this case. There are lots of questions to be answered. The Turkish intelligence services have released video footage from inside the embassy. It's looking pretty bad for the Saudis. There is evidence that these 15 chaps, many of them from Saudi Arabia, who were actually part of bin Salman's elite sort of protection force, did arrive in Istanbul, did end up at the actual embassy. And it's a fact that Khashoggi at the moment is not seen to be leaving the premises. It's also a fact that his fiancée, Miss Cengiz, waited 11 hours outside the embassy while after he had gone in. So there is something very, very awry. And of course, the Saudi video cameras evidently didn't work. They only did a live stream, apparently. But the Turks are saying that they are saying that the Apple Watch, which Khashoggi was wearing, actually relayed the images, perhaps at least the recordings, the audio recordings, out to an iPhone, a phone which was connected or synced to his watch. That phone, I think, was with Ms. Cengiz, apparently, and they managed to get their hands on the footage from that. So they're very adamant that they have the beginnings of some pretty firm evidence. The U.S. ambassador there, I think, says that 95%, in his opinion, already 95% chance is that Khashoggi was killed and has been sort of disposed of. Well, it's nothing can be actually conclusively said on all of this, but there's definitely an elephant in the room that needs to be addressed there. Going back to my colleague's points on Yemen and the Saudi disparity around Yemen, the Americans are given $110 billion worth of weapons. They are on the ground also supporting the war on Yemen. It's undoubtedly a fact that the Americans are profiteering and wanting to continue this. And Donald Trump actually said, I don't really care about what's happened to Khashoggi, effectively. That's what he said, because ultimately we're doing business deals. So, you know, I wouldn't see us running sanctions, etc., because, you know, how would that benefit us? And that's what Trump is fundamentally about, is how can they rape the Saudi Arabian soil of as much wealth as they can? That's basically the bottom line. Okay. And the Iranians, on the issue of Iran, where is the evidence to say that Iran in any way has financially or militarily supported the Yemenis or the Houthis or the Ansarullah movement in the weapon? They keep putting this out, but there's no evidence. Where's the evidence to say that they're there at all? The Americans are there. We've given the evidence.
Yep. Mr. Kaplan, go ahead.
That's not true. There's plenty of evidence. There's plenty of evidence of Iran's involvement with the insurgents there in Yemen. Now, let's talk about the $110 billion. It's not a one lump deal type thing. This is over 10 years that this is going to happen, that they're going to give them the money. I mean, excuse me, that they're going to give them the weapons.
The weapons.
And if for example, they don't give the weapons to the Saudis, what will happen is they will buy them from the Chinese and from the Russians, which won't do anybody any good.
That's what President Trump said.
Well,
if
Iran
I don't sell them that, they will buy from
with the Chinese and the Russians.
Okay, Lee Kaplan, I got another question for you. Daphis
That's
in the
right.
desert.
If they
Yeah, but it doesn't matter when civilian lives are being taken away. That's what matters. That's the only thing that doesn't matter. It's only business. Sell your weapons, no matter what happens to those poor people, with the people who are using those weapons. Anyway, Mr. Kaplan, Daphis in the desert is a major investment event that's going to be held in Riyadh soon, Saudi Arabia. A number of Western companies have already pulled out of it. Now, President Trump, who you say is serious, now as for U.S. officials, they are waiting to see how things will go. They haven't decided about it yet. They said, we are waiting to see what's happening this week. We'll decide whether to take part or not to take part. Now, it's not clear if British Trade Secretary Liam Fox will also take part. It's not clear either. Now, there have been some ramifications for Saudis. Like today, for example, their stock exchange dropped 7% Sunday.
And
Okay, we're concentrating on the ramifications now for this Saudi move.
Well, I mean, all you're doing is you're showing the there are potential there for sanctions to affect the Saudis negatively. Look, you know, it's not the cut and dried where immediately you say, they should cut off weapons shipments to Saudi Arabia and the United States should have this affect our economy and cause jobs and hurt things. And the fact is the United States had a deal before, which President Obama did, where he was giving money and treats to the Iranian government, which was objectionable. And I'm sure your government then and you were probably in favor of that. The fact is, this needs to be studied carefully, and it needs to be decided what to do.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, there are no wonderful, clean players in this situation.
We're running out of time. Let me just wrap it up, please. Said Musnabans, the three European countries, the UK, France, and Germany, also say in a statement that defending freedom of expression and a free press, as well as ensuring protection of journalists, are key priorities in Saudi Arabia. Do you think those will ever happen in Saudi Arabia? 30 seconds, please.
No, they're not going to happen. The truth
of
the matter
is that the West is also complicit. I think eventually it will.
Abbas Stern, please let him continue.
Yeah. The bottom line is that all of this is, I think, a charade. I think they're playing a game. I think they're putting Saudi Arabia into position. They're setting them up to get whatever it is that they're planning to get out of them next in that region. I think they're just warming them up to make them more compliant. Saudi Arabia, with all this media pressure across the world, is going to definitely be worried. They're going to be very sort of concerned that they're being put in this corner. And I think whatever Trump and the West is wanting in from Saudi Arabia will emerge over the next 3 or 4 or 5 months. We'll begin to see what this Khashoggi issue is really about on the global stage.
Okay, well, we have to come, we're coming to the end of this show. I should thank our guest, Lee Kaplan, investigative journalist and commentator from Berkeley, and Said Mohsen Abbas, journalist and political commentator from London. Thank you both, gentlemen, and thank you for watching. We'll see you next time.